Several months ago, we told you of Boise State University's plans to create a new College of Innovation and Design. At the time, administrators said it was an answer to what nationally had become an aging academic model, producing college graduates with skill sets that don't always align with what companies need. This week, Boise State announced it hired Harvard's Gordon Jones to be the college's first dean. Jones had led a similar department at Harvard. He'll start in Boise in late May. He's in town this week, and he told our Scott Graff that the college will be home to new degrees developed by professors from different academic disciplines.
Where are there places that in today's Boise State structure, there may be majors, there may be certificates that wouldn't, without the college existing, find as clear a home? There are obviously multiple colleges that make up Boise State, but you may find there are majors that may span different disciplines where faculty are less inclined or less incentivized if they were to be existing within a single college. And this college is going to be the ability to augment for faculty who are motivated to cut across those boundaries. One example already is this GIM major that will be enabling students to marry up where computer science, art, psychology comes together to think about gaming, programming, augmented reality. That may not just apply to gaming like video games. It could apply, has applications in healthcare, in technology, in a number of industries. And that kind of a major really transcends different boundaries. It's not clear where in the university that kind of an experience, and in this case a major, would exist without a College of Innovation and Design. So it's different than what I'm doing at Harvard, but it has similarities as well. I think the common theme is thinking about where can we be sort of an experimental arm for this university and applying learning so students are ready to make a difference in the workplace.
Can you give us a sense, you're in higher education on the East Coast, this is a new program here at Boise State University, but how many schools across the country are moving in this type of direction here in 2015?
I think there's a lot of universities that want to be exploring, that recognize a couple of things. Hey, education costs money, and people want to know it's not acceptable when my niece, the true story, graduates from a private university in the Southeast, I won't mention, but when 50% of those graduates don't have jobs 6 months later, or jobs that speak to the degree that they have, and at $50,000 or $60,000 a year, that's a real tough pill to swallow, so to speak. So I think a lot of universities are interested in understanding how can they be producing graduates, how do they minimize cost. I think many of them try to experiment with co-curricular, perhaps a center somewhere. I think the bold bet here at Boise State is where are we going to create a college, a degree-granting a group body that is going to be thinking of how they attack that issue. And that to me opens up a wider spectrum of areas that you can be working with students on, which is from degrees to minors, certificates, not for credit experimentation, but ultimately with a goal of that learning journey in mind, faculty enabled, but ultimately the student is the end beneficiary of that program or process.
When that first call came in from officials at Boise State University, why were you willing to listen?
You know, I think there's always a person that comes into any decision, and one of the first people I spoke to was President Kustra, and I was really captivated by his vision and, frankly, the culture of Boise and Boise State University. I've enjoyed my time at Harvard. I have nothing but good things to say about what I think's happening there, but I was really captivated at the spirit and the ethos that President Kustra spoke about this university being a place that's on the move, a place that's willing to experiment and make a bet like the College of Innovation and Design. It's a place where we're setting up this mechanism, and President Kustra, I think, really sold me on what's been a university on the move and a university that's willing to be experimental. Subsequent to that, having come visited, I see it's a community, an ecosystem, if you will, that really speaks to an industry base, a government, public sector, and a university community that's really in step with each other. And I think very much interested in each other and thinking about how is collaboration take place. And I get excited by places where all the various stakeholders are interested in collaborating or are available to each other. And that's exciting to me because I think that's a place where things can happen.
Gordon Jones talking with our Scott Graff. Jones will be Boise State's first dean of the new College of Innovation and Design. And again, he starts his new job in late May.